Okay, County Manager Michael McLoone, none of us really could have saw this. Both the council could only have been so prepared. But it's looking that you could estimate anywhere between 3 and 4 million extra that this is going to cost the council. Would that be an accurate statement?
That would be an accurate overall figure that would take into account what we've spent already on the maintenance during the 3 to 4 weeks. That's extra grit and sand and roads, extra overtime. For the road service, and the same in relation to the water services, where, as you heard today, some staff were working 13, 14, 15 hours a day during that period. So that would account for perhaps between 1 and 1.5 million of it. The other 1 to 1.5 million, we're only estimating roughly at this stage, would be for the repair of the damage that has been done to the surface of roads, roadside drains, to pipe networks, to treatment plants and so forth. And I said there was a health warning going with those figures today because we would have to do the detailed survey work on that. It may be a bit more, so we said maybe that could run up to 4 million by the time we're finished.
And so much has been talked about the budget that was passed at the end of last year. Where does that leave us now? Where is this money going to come from? Because in reality, the government is cash-strapped. There'll only be a certain amount will be recouped through insurance. So obviously, the spending power of the council is going to be affected.
Yes, well, I've outlined to the members the choices that we may have to be made now in trying to find that money. One, obviously, is to transfer it from other services or from programmed work. In other words, planned work to do repairs, maintenance or some improvements might have to go on hold this year and wait until next year, and that money be transferred over. That's one option. The other is to look at the efficiency and productivity area again, although we looked very tightly at it to see what scope there is. And that's going to be a huge agenda given the environment in which we're working in at the moment in the public service, following the breakdown of national talks and so forth. That's a massive challenge for us, but it is an option I'm prepared to look at. And then the third option is to seek supplementary funding. And I said out there realistically, given the state of the public finances, that's going to be a difficult one, I think, for government.
Finally, while there has been a great deal of credit, rightly so many would say, for how the council and its staff has responded to the crisis, there was some criticism, has been some criticism, that perhaps many people stayed on holidays when perhaps they could have come back and helped out in the situation. What would you say to that?
Well, I think, you know, we had 250 plus staff working, and quite honestly, I think that was what was required. The criticism there was maybe of existing staff who said, well, what happens if there's no relief available for drivers and for waterworks inspectors who are working those hours? And I think that is a lesson we have to learn. But I think we got through the 3 weeks with that complement of staff. Many others came in to help out that weren't rostered as well, particularly to try and deal with the whole communications problem. The emergency line, heard a lot of comment about that, and our handling of the complaints and the representations from members of the public and from councillors. So I don't say we were perfect by any stretch of the imagination. The reason we're meeting today is to learn the lessons and to make the improvements. And I said we can and we will make improvements based on our experience.